At the scientist's suggestion, they spoke on the phone. Asked about the scientist's reaction, Dr. Quake said, also not terribly surprised, not an oh my God thing. It's like it's inevitable, like the inevitable has happened. The scientist suggested that Dr. He share his work at a genome editing conference in Hong Kong. About a week later, Dr. He's publicist, Ryan Farrell, contacted Dr. Quake, worried that Dr. He presenting the project publicly so soon could cause severe and permanent harms to his reputation and the field. And the twins are still in the hospital, so no positive imagery. Dr. Quake in Hong Kong, for other commitments, met Dr. He and Mr. Farrell, telling them, "You're going to be held to a very high standard," he said. "People's first response is going to be, you're faking it." He advised Dr. He to submit the research to a peer-reviewed journal, and Dr. He did so. Then, because journal review takes time, Dr. Quake said he advised Dr. He not to go public in Hong Kong, but to speak privately with key experts there so they can get socialized to what's coming and will be more likely to comment favorably on your work. But Dr. He was not persuaded. "I do not want to wait for 6 months or longer to announce the results, otherwise people will say, a Chinese scientist secretly hide the baby for 6 months." Dr. Quake pushed back. "It is prudent to let the peer review process follow its course." But Dr. He went forward with his Hong Kong talk. 2 days before it, after news of the twins broke, Dr. Quake emailed, "Good luck with your upcoming presentation." But he added, "Please remove my name," from the slide acknowledging people who had helped. He was spinning up his huge press thing around it, Dr. Quake explained in the interview. "It was going to go well or poorly. I didn't really know. But it wasn't something I was involved in, and I didn't want my name on it." Dr. Quake is not sure what consequences he thinks Dr. He should face, but he believes that the shock and horror some scientists now express belies the unruffled response of the experts he consulted. Asked if he should have handled things differently, Dr. Quake said, "Well, hindsight is 20/20. I mean, you could say, yes, I should have done many other things." But, he continued, "as these things unfold, you're in the moment, and you know, he's doing legitimate scientific research. Many people would define it in that way. He's got IRB approval, and his institution is regulating the human subject stuff, and you sort of believe all that." He added, "to the extent that it wasn't obvious misconduct, what does a person in my position do? Encourage him to do it right, his research right? I mean, that's what I believed I was doing."